habit is something we do often and almost without thinking. It is something hardwired in our brain. Now, we must go deeper into our subconscious mind in order to alter any habit. We often try to either change our habit or introduce some new habit into our system. But after few days, we just fail. In this video, I am going to talk about the things which we can do that will bring a permanent change. First of all, you need to believe that habits can be changed and you are strong enough to do so. Habits are the result of repeated practice of certain pattern. It is so hardwired that sometimes we find it quite difficult to change it. But always remember, it is tough, not impossible. You need to believe you are in charge of your habits and you have all the power to transform it. You just need little bit of patience and effort. After you start believing in yourself, you need to take baby steps. Build mini habits. Whatever habit you want to opt, begin with small. Take baby steps and do it consistently. Instead of exercising for 2 hours for a single day, you can just begin with 10 minutes exercise daily. Here, the key is consistency. It takes willpower. If you want to build a habit, you need to reprogram your mind, as our brain is designed to restrict any change. It fears change. It fears to come out of the comfort zone. So, to make it easy, you must choose those little things which seems very easy and the brain will laugh at it for not following. If you want to have a good physical health and you want to include exercise in your schedule, then don't begin or commit to work out for a stretch of 30 minutes a single day. This is the trap most people fall into. Instead, ask yourself to jump for 2 minutes. Here, the key is to be disciplined and not starting anything all of a sudden. As your brain has the habit of resisting change, so when you start something all of a sudden, your brain obstructs it by making it difficult. Here, the focus should be how long you do instead how much you do. The next thing you can do is take one step at a time. Don't get overwhelmed. Start doing one thing at a time. If you really want to build habit, focus on one first, then next, and so on. Never indulge in taking too many steps at a single time. If you do so, again your brain is going to restrict you by making it difficult. Once you have developed one habit by being consistent, then include other. Never attempt to do everything at once. Like most people think they are going to create a whole new life the day they wake up tomorrow. But actually, it is not going to happen. You can't change all your habits in one day. We people get overwhelmed by thinking that we can do this. But it is actually not. This can only make it easier. It will not allow you to inculcate the habits which are even easier. Because once you fail, you will think that no, you are not capable of doing, and this will just act as a trap and it will force you to not do the stuff which you are actually capable of doing and transforming. So whenever you want to build any new habit or you want to transform any habit, you must focus on one single habit. The next is being consistent. Whatever habit you want to build, be consistent. The more consistent you will be, the more ingrooved it is going to be. Whatever habits you want to opt, do it by being disciplined. Here, discipline is the key. Try not to skip it for a single day until and unless it is a question of life and death. Suppose you want to opt a habit of reading, then commit to read 5 pages a single day. Make it so small that how hard your day have been or how tired you are feeling, you still choose to be disciplined just because it is too small to avoid. So choose wisely your many habits. It should be so small that you don't tempt to miss it for a single day. No matter how tired you feel or how busy you are, main motive should be not to miss it. Not even for a single day. Now, the next is just give yourself a challenge for 30 days. Whatever you do for 21 days, it will become your habit. And whatever you do for 90 days, it will become your lifestyle. I think you might have heard of this. But actually, there is a little bit of trap. Suppose you are doing something for 21 days, thinking that it will become your habit, and then very next day you stop doing it. Suppose if you have committed yourself that you are going to exercise for 21 days, and on the 22nd day you feel like, okay, this is my habit, so I will do it automatically, but it is not going to happen. You need that discipline, you need that willpower to do that, okay? But if you have done for 21 days, it will make your mind accept the fact that you are capable of doing it for the next 30 days or maybe next 1 year. So this is actually the fact I feel so far. If you want to change your habit, just give yourself time that you are going to do that for 30 days. Because once you tell your mind that you have to do this for next 1 year or for the rest of your life, your brain will stop taking it. So here the main focus is to be consistent and to make it a habit. Just think, you have to do this for 21 or 90 days. Because once you have given your brain the order of doing it for the rest of your life, it will actually stop taking it. So you need to keep it so small that your brain will think, okay, fine, I can do this. So it's literally a trap for your brain. I hope you understand. And when you see the result, you will start doing it for the rest of your life. Suppose you want to wake up early in the morning. So don't commit to yourself that you have to wake up early for the whole life. Just tell yourself that you are going to wake up for 1 month, for 2 months. Then it will be much easier for you to do. You will feel good about it and you will carry that habit for the rest of your life by observing the benefits of it. Or you can say by experiencing the benefits of it. Listen it most often. Whatever habit you want to opt, try to listen it as often as you can. It will go straight to your subconscious mind. Suppose if you want to start reading books, then just try to hear the benefits of reading through various sources. By doing so, it will go straight into your subconscious mind, and once it goes there, it gets ingrooved. You will eventually form it a habit. We become what we read, hear, and see. So choose wisely whatever you feed your mind with.